Shanti. We are very fortunate that today we have with us our most respected senior Rajyogi brother Surya. We extend a hearty welcome to him. He is in this path of knowledge. He took knowledge in 1964 and dedicated his life for Baba's service in 1968. Since then, he is based in headquarters. At present, he is based in Gyan Sarovar. Today, he is going to share his wisdom on the topic liberation in 1 second. So we will listen from Brother Surya. Liberation in 1 second.
Om Shanti. Hope you are happy in Madhuban in cold. Happy? Or cold is affecting you? Cold is affecting your happiness? Not your happiness, affecting you. Liberation in a second from? From waste thoughts. This was the topic. This is the topic. As per Baba's words, when you become free from waste and ordinary thoughts, you become perfect. Waste and ordinary thoughts. When we are always, when we enjoy always elevated thoughts, self-respect, we become perfect then. So we have to become perfect. Free life, free from waste, is the real spiritual life. In fact, what is spiritual life is free from all waste thing. Always to enjoy the company of God. To enjoy our own elevated forms. So I want to ask you, Baba had given us homework last time, to practice 5 forms every hour, at least for 5-10 seconds. What is your result? How many of you are doing? Very good. We all have to do, it's Baba's, you can say, direction, or he wants to make us perfect. He wants to keep us on the high stage in front of the world so that world can see God within us. World can be inspired by our spirituality. Entire world can get the solution of their problems to see our face. This is spirituality. This must be in our mind too, aim of our life, that we have to learn how to live. How to live simple, easy, enjoyable life. Very simple, very easy. And we must enjoy our life. We must enjoy each and every action, each and every situation. Each and every situation. We can enjoy if we become the embodiment of subtle knowledge. So, I will say something about 5 forms and how to use this drama, knowledge of drama, in order to become free from waste thoughts. What can be the best method and easiest method I am using nowadays and teaching to everyone in order to become powerful, because we need to be powerful in order to control everything, waste including everything. We need to be powerful so that, why we need to be powerful? Because so many things, problems, negativity, vices, maya, ravan, they face us. And when they give challenge to us, so we must not find ourselves in trouble. But it's a game, and victory will come to me with this determination, with this powerful thought. We must accept the challenge of all these things, and then easily we can cross them. So we have to empower ourselves. So I will not go in the detail of waste thoughts. No need to go there. Waste is waste. How to conquer over them? But few things are important to realize. One thing is fear. Fear causes many waste thoughts. And in future, at the time of destruction, fear will become a big thing, a worst thing, which will create negative, fearful, waste thoughts in everyone's mind. So we must get free from this fear, one thing. Second thing, sensitive nature. Sensitive nature. We should not allow every negative thought to enter ourselves. Make yourself so broad-minded that everything of this world look like nothing. We are very great, just as when a child, a baby, comes in front of an old person. Come on the shoulder, pull hair, hold ears, nose. What do we think? He's a baby. We don't get angry. We don't mind it. Baby. We are old ones. He's baby. Like this, we must make ourselves so broad, so powerful, that everything becomes easy for us, in front of us. Nothing is bigger than me. Nothing is more powerful than me. Nothing is greater than me. I am most powerful. I am great. So just one important thing, in order to get rid of all waste thought, is to keep awareness of our great task. We are great, our responsibilities are great. What are our great responsibilities? What is our great responsibility? There are many. Yes, who will speak? World transformation, then in practical way, how would we speak? To give sakas to miserable persons, to help with those who are helpless in this world, to give peace to the souls of all religions, to spread the vibrations of purity in order to purify nature. We are great, and we have to perform great and divine task. If we are aware of our divine task, then our thoughts will become elevated. So in spite of thinking how to get rid of waste thought, we must think about our great divine task. So automatically, everything will go low, we will go high, our level will rise up day by day, and we will become victorious. Second thing, we must recognize our own powers. Again and again, every day, at least 2-3 times, we must remind ourselves that Baba has given me all of his powers. I am the embodiment of godly powers. I am not alone. God's powers are working with me. I am so powerful, Master Almighty. This is how we will be becoming powerful, powerful, more and more day by day, and all other things will become weak. Every morning, daily, every morning, we must do one practice. It's a beautiful practice. Nowadays, many psychologists of the world are also speaking about one thing, secret. Have you heard, read, saw that video, VCD? Secret. And I would tell you just in brief one important thing, that knowledge written in secret book or in that movie, it is very easy, applicable, suitable to us. Because we are very powerful souls in this world. Worldly people, they are not pure, they are not yogis, they are not powerful, so they can't apply them actually. I give such classes, such lectures, even outside, even to non-BK, and some of our brothers and sisters also give lecture to Lokic people, just on payment, and they just share their experience that when you give class, people follow easily. When we give lecture in front of non-BKs, hardly 1% people follow. Why this difference is here? Difference because we are pure, we are powerful, we know many things on the basis of Baba's knowledge. As they say, one thing, 90% of our power, power lies in mind and wisdom into intellect. Two things, mind and intellect. Power lies into mind and wisdom lies into intellect. And as psychologists believe that 90% power of our mind remains in subconscious mind. But we can see the power of Kali Yugi people. You can say only 5-10%. And power of Baba children is more than 50%, 60-70%. We must believe it. So our 90% is very great power. So we can use the power of subconscious mind in order to make ourselves everything. Everything. Just as this is the thought, I have to become free from waste thoughts. Normally, many Brahmins keep thinking, oh, so many waste thoughts come in my mind. I am puzzled because of these waste thoughts. These waste thoughts are creating lot of problems in front of me. No, forget these things. When you wake up in the morning, just create a thought, I am free from all waste thoughts. Just with open heart, you have to speak out or you have to think with great enthusiasm. First thought must be, Baba, you made me most fortunate soul in the world. I am most fortunate person in this world. I am most happy. I am the richest in the world. with full confidence. Success is my birthright. My life has become free from all problems. I am obstacle free. I am Master Almighty. I am like you, Bab Saman. So give such thoughts to yourself and see the result. Each thought will enter to your subconscious mind and will make your life accordingly. We must know together with this one great philosophy. Big scientists knew it and some psychologists also know it even now. And that philosophy, that theory is whatever we think, the waves of our thoughts spread in entire universe. In Hindi, word is very good, Brahmand. In this entire universe. And our thoughts are being received, are being accepted by nature. So when our thoughts, vibrations mix up with nature, they create everything. Everything. Flood, famines, earthquakes, big things will be created because of humans' thoughts. Poverty or wealth, success or unsuccess, fame or defamation, everything come back to us because of our own thoughts. Did you follow? So, keep in mind, whatever you think again and again, it means you invite that. You invite that. Many people, I used to give one simple example. Suppose, I give now a new example. Suppose Baba has asked us to practice 5 forms every hour. Immediately, what would have happened in the mind of thousands of people sitting in front of Baba? Oh, Baba said, every hour. It's not possible for me. I'm very busy. Baba doesn't know. I'm very busy. How can I practice it every hour? It will become a new tension for me. I have to be stress-free. Many had thought. So immediately they cancelled God's advice. And in result, they won't be able to do it. And a person who decided, I will do. God is speaking, I will follow it. He will do. So our own thoughts are the responsible for our fortune, for our future. I want to give you a new vision. You can create your tomorrow. That you cannot say, we should not say, I don't know what will happen tomorrow. How will be my tomorrow like? No. My tomorrow will be like this. When you are going to bed or early in the morning, my today will be like this. That my tomorrow will follow success, wealth, stress-free life, happy life. My tomorrow is coming with full of happiness. My tomorrow is bringing godly gift for me. Create very good thoughts in your mind and enjoy your tomorrow today. And tomorrow will become today and you will experience whatever you had thought last night. It became truth. It became reality. Just try with this. Are you agree? I taught it to many, and those who believed it they started enjoying their life. Every night, my tomorrow will be free from all obstacles. My tomorrow will open the gate of success for me. My tomorrow will be the most happy day for me. Like this. So our own thoughts are the creator of everything. So create such elevated thoughts in your mind every morning. Make a plan, determined in your thought. Whenever I open my eyes in the morning, I will remember this. Note down 6, at least 10 thoughts for yourself, which gives you enjoyment. Oh, God has become my friend. If you think this way in the morning, oh, God is waiting for me in subtle world. Children, come to me. I will decorate yourself with powers and blessings. Come and think what happens to you. So by creating such thoughts, all other thoughts will end. In the morning especially, we all must create thought, I am a successful yogi. I have got full concentration power. My mind has become stable. Not like this I will think how to make mind stable. I will work hard. No, my mind is stable. So whatever you think in the morning, because at that time subconscious mind is active, conscious mind is silent. So your thoughts will be accepted by your subconscious mind and you will become a stable mind. One thing. Second thing, how to use the knowledge of drama in order to make ourselves free. Knowledge of drama is the wonderful knowledge given by the ocean of knowledge, because he knows exactly, perfectly what this drama is. So you can find out at least 10 points and make use of them in order to keep your mind happy, free, stress-free, very light, very easy. I suggest you some points which I have used in my life and got full benefit in life. The point I liked very much in Sakar Murli is, Baba says, as I see this world drama, I sit in subtle region. When I watch this world drama, how do I watch it? Being detached. So just as I observe this drama from there, being detached, likewise, you should also observe every scene of this drama, then only you will become Bab Saman. So think just, when God observes this drama down, does some questions arise in his mind? Why it is happening like this? Why this child is doing this way? Why this child is not following me? Does he think like this? So one beautiful word given by Baba, no question, no complaint. No complaint in Baba's mind. Nothing for any child. Whatever is going on is perfect. We have to think this way. Think again and again and make your mind free from questions and complaints. Complaints also. As every soul is playing one's own fixed part, no one can be complained. No one can be blamed. why you are doing this way? Because he has been given this part by the Supreme Director. We can't have doubt in Supreme Director, he's perfect director, knowledgeful director. So when director has given parts to everyone, everyone is playing that fixed part. So no question, no complaint, no one can be blamed. One very good thing, very deep thing. Whatever is going on in this drama, everything is beneficial. Although words are very simple, but many times when we don't see any benefit, we get disturbed. How there is benefit in everything? But if we become broad-minded, if we use Baba's knowledge, so Baba used to say, behind the curtain of this non-benefit, there is benefit hidden inside. There is a curtain between two things. That bad events, that bad time will pass away, and a good thing, a benefit, will appear in front of you. So just wait and see. Just wait. Patience. And see how God does. Just one thing I would share in front of you. I don't know in your philosophy those things has been described or not, but in Indian philosophy, Laukik Indian philosophy, such things are also, has been also described. What is that thing? I give you an example. One family wrote me a letter and they asked me a question. Can we bring a change in drama? They had been in Gyan for 2.5 years. We want to change this drama. Tell us the yukti, how to change. Then phone call. Then I asked them, don't you know that drama is unchangeable? They say, yes, we know. So you know that you cannot change drama. I also know it cannot be changed. Still you are asking and I have to answer. So my answer was, if you remember Baba 8 hours every day for 8 years, 8 hours yoga, up to 8 years, then you will get the power to bring a change in this drama. They were laughing. Is it possible? Is it not possible? So that is also not possible. Then I asked, why do you want to change this drama? Drama is wonderful drama, perfect drama, accurate drama. Why do you want to bring a change in this drama? They answered, that we had been in Gyan for 2.5 years. Before that, 2 years were so bad in our life, we don't want to repeat them in next kalpa. What had happened? They answered, we all were, our family was very rich family. We were the owner of a big factory, woolen factory are there in Punjab. Everything was going on nicely, but all of a sudden, within those 2 years, everything finished. And we had to suffer a lot in our life, as if the punishment of Dharam Raj. So we don't want to even remember them. When Baba says, forget past, he says, forget past, and we start remembering past. It is human psychology, you know. So we want to change those 2 years from the screen of this world drama. Then I ask them, suppose you would not had passed through those bad days, would you come to Baba? They said, no. So then I answered, it was God's plan. When he observed that my great children of deity religion are going towards Maya day by day, they don't see towards me, they will never see towards me in future because of wealth. So what he did? Now we know he did not do what I told them, that he made you free from that wealth, that Maya, so that you can come to him. And you came to him. If you want to delete that scene from the drama, this scene of meeting with God will also not appear. So what do you want now? They were thinking. So everything is perfect. We must know the secret behind everything. Whatever is going on in this world actually is beneficial. I have seen so many cases in India that problems, sufferings, sorrows, poverty brought them to Baba. Otherwise they would never come to Baba. So in Indian mythology it has been written. It is well known thing, those who are good yogis or scholars, they know whenever God wants one thing, that this person must come close to me, he takes his wealth away. And when he wants that this person must go far away from me, he gives them wealth. Keep this wealth with you and go far away from me. They have written in the stories of Sri Krishna like this. So he creates sufferings, problems in front of one to whom he wants to bring close. It's the love of God. See, the love of God. We have also seen here. I have noticed with the story of some Kumars, they want to become wealthy person. And I always beware them, warn them, don't try to become wealthy. Otherwise your real wealth will go away from you. And I have noticed some have become very rich nowadays but left Baba. Because wealth many times become Maya. Wealth is not Maya, but we make it like Maya. We think that it's also blessing of God and then enjoy wealth. In spite of enjoying God's company, they start enjoying Maya, wealth. So everything is beneficial. Use the knowledge of drama like this. You can find out at least 10 points. My part is also hero part in this world drama. I have to play hero part, beautiful part, so that every person in this world can learn something good from my part. Now, 5-4. First of all, I would ask you, what is the experience when we practice 5-4 whole day? What experience comes to us by the night? Elevated. Experience of deep silence. Right? Experience of easy yoga. Natural concentration. Enjoyment, spiritual enjoyment. We love ourselves. Just 4 or 5 days before, one night, I had been out of Madhuban for a week, and I decided in my mind that I will continue with this practice, wherever I may be. So there was a 4 days Bhatti yoga retreat, and 1,200 brothers and sisters participated it. So very good atmosphere. So one night, whole night, I was enjoying the company of Sakar Brahma Baba. I was amazing. I did not have such thought in my mind. I did not invoke him that come down, but in my, no, I cannot say dreams, it was not a dream, but it became reality that whole night I was with him. And when I wake up, means my mind was full of spiritual enjoyment. So we have to continue with this practice. But one important thing is, I just can share your experience when you are in Madhuban, everything is easy. But when you will go in your own country, then you will also give many excuses. Now my life is very busy, I forget. Now every day I am repeating same thing, same thing, same thing. It is making me bored. I don't enjoy it. Very practical things. Let us be very practical. So what we have to do, for each four, we have to write down at least 5 types of commentaries for our own self. 5 types of commentaries of one minute. Means 5 minutes commentary in detail you can write down. You have to do this homework by your own self. I give you example. Our first form, I am a soul. So one time we can do, I am a soul, shining star. Just visualize yourself. I am sitting here, this is my throne. I am sitting on this throne. I am a peaceful soul. Just vibrations of peace are spreading out from me. Just for 1 second, experience it. Next time, I am a shining soul, glowing soul. I have entered this body. I sit on the throne. This body is my like kingdom. I am the king of all sense organs. I am the king of mind and intellect. Enjoy it for 1 minute. Third time, I am a soul. I am separate from this body. Just this body got disappeared. An incorporeal soul is left behind. I am incorporeal soul, son of purity. I am like son of purity. My vibrations of purity are going to entire world, to entire nature, atmosphere. Enjoy it for a minute. Like this, different thoughts. So different thoughts will give enjoyment. Same thought if we repeat, we know we don't like it. Like this, I am an angel. Or I am in golden age. Just reach in your first birth. See golden age. Just golden age. Golden palaces. Beautiful nature. Everything is purified. Everything is perfect. Perfect world. Second time, you see yourself in deity form. I am divine. Double crown on my head. I am fully virtuous, absolutely pure, perfect there. Third time, I am the ruler of heaven, the master of heaven, sitting on the throne. In front of me there is the court, all deities are sitting there. I am the king. Around me there are golden palaces. Enjoy it. So like this, 5 types of commentary for each form. Everyone must create one's own commentary. Write down it today. It will become a good thing for your experience, good experience. I know many double foreigners find one thing little difficult, worship worthy form. How many of you find it easy and difficult? Difficult for many. Do you love Vishnu form? Vishnu? Or you can choose your own form. Because of your background, we know it. In India, everywhere, gods, goddesses are worshipped. And Baba has just clarified, this is your form. You are like this. So for Indian people, it has become easier. But for you, you can make it by your own creation. Create your own worship-worthy form, and thus you can make it easy. Or suppose you find it still difficult, leave it. Don't bother about this. Leave it. Five forms are very good. Soul, angel, golden age, and Brahmin. And when we come to the Brahmin form, what I was mentioning to you, you must note down at least 12 points of self-respect and just remember them gradually and gradually. Feel each one for 10 seconds. And if you repeat those 12 points of self-respect, you will experience that all waste thoughts will end. It will become liberation in a second. Although we will practice it for 3 minutes, but by doing it again and again, again and again, we will experience that waste thoughts are not coming to us. It will create powerful aura around us. All points of self-respect create powerful aura. And this aura protects us from many negative things. Any kind of negativity will not enter this aura. So I think we must experience it now, just for 3 minutes. Just sit in silence. Visualize yourself a soul in forehead. Shining soul, owner of the body, separate from this body. Just remember your titles. I am a great soul. Accept it. God Himself has mentioned it. O child, you are great. I am a great soul. I am Master Almighty. God has blessed me with all of His powers. I am the embodiment of all powers. I am more powerful than problems. I am the light of this world. I am a divine light. I am the sun of purity and master of nature. I have to purify this entire nature. I am an ancestor soul. I have to sustain all souls of all religions through the vibrations of peace and purity. Baba has blessed me that, O child, you are the destroyer of obstacles. You are victorious jewels. I am Bab Saman. I am double light angel. Om Shanti. This is simple method. This is how we create elevated thoughts in our mind, and all other thoughts will end. So, very good experience of many souls. I would also suggest you to spare 10 minutes, 3 times in a day. Just 10 minutes. You can choose your own timings and practice 5-4 and this self-respect 3 times a day. In 10 minutes, you can do 3-4 times. You can repeat 5-4s. If we don't enjoy, we should know one thing. We are reminding these things to ourselves that, O soul, you are great. You are Bab Saman. You are Master Almighty. We remind ourselves. What happens? Our own thoughts are being accepted by our subconscious mind, and all powers, all divine sanskaras, complete purity which is hidden there inside our subconscious mind is activated. So we activate everything by creating the thoughts of self-respect. We can understand one thing. Baba has always mentioned, you are great souls. He has not said like this, you have to become great. You are victorious jewels, not that you have to become victorious. This is the powerful and positive approach, and these thoughts are accepted by our subconscious mind. So when you think, I am the conqueror of Maya, I am a victorious jewel, it means you are sending these commands to your subconscious mind, and subconscious mind will have to accept your command. And subconscious mind will make you the same. This is simple philosophy. So I hope you will continue with 5-4s. Even after going there in your country, in your Lokik job, in your fast life, one thing I would remind you, when people say our life is fast, I think this thought is also not right. Don't say my life is very fast, I don't have time. No, say my life is very easy. Baba has given me easy life. Very important thing. You know, the speed of mind. Every minute in our thought, in our mind, we create about 25 thoughts. If we slow down this speed, 20, 15, 15, if we make it per minute, our efficiency will become double. If you cook your own food within half an hour, you will finish it within 20 minutes, easily, by enjoying everything. Baba's wonderful words. I had worked on this. You must also work on this line. The children who are detached observer can finish their work of 1 month within 1 hour. See, great secret. We can complete our work in 1 hour, which was done within 1 month. Such great efficiency we will achieve. So actually, if life is fast, we can check. Life is fast because thoughts are fast, mind is fast. If we slow down at this speed, if we cool down our mind, our life will become very easy, free from all problems. Actually, about problems, I would say one thing. Problems are created. Problems are nothing. We create them by our weak thoughts, negative energy. Share one beautiful thing in front of you in 5 minutes, two experience. I am doing one new thing nowadays for last one and a half years. It's just we can charge water and can use that water as a powerful medicine. So two experience. I went somewhere nowadays, one teacher sister came to me, shared one of his problem that she had loose motion for many days and no medicine is working. I asked few things and I came to understand that this is not a medical problem, this is the problem of black magic. Someone has given her something to eat and the effect of that, she got loose motion. She became very weak, face black spot on face. Then I myself gave him water to charge. What? How? Water in glass, giving drashti. I did 7 times practice that I am Master Almighty. And thus, the powerful vibrations will go to the water. And I asked him, just drink it. With the thought that by drinking this water, this effect of black magic must finish. She did. She herself also did 5 times every day, once every day I gave her water. Then after one day I asked her, what is the result? She said, much relief. Face got changed, I noticed. And it was the happy news that within 5 days she got absolutely well. Otherwise she would have to die. Second experience, one email came from America. One Indian couple is there in Gyan. That sister got skin disease here in legs. It is called psoriasis. Very worst, very painful all the time. They came to India, got medicines, nature cure, homeopathy, Ayurvedic, all failed. Went back to America, one doctor then spoke clearly, this disease is incurable. He gave one ointment, just apply it and have little relief. But their life, both, their life had become like hell. All time suffering, punishment, can't sleep. So they used this water. They themselves charged water, I am supremely pure soul, 7 times, drashti, and apply that water. And in email, they had described that after 25 days, 90% disease cured, only 10% is left behind. They were giving lot of thanks to Baba, that Baba, you have given us new life, happy life. Simple treatment, without spending any penny, just with the power of water. I myself have done in the case of fever. If we give such water to a person who is suffered from fever, get well. So you can also use this power. I am supremely pure soul, or I am Master Almighty. All magical effect, this black magic, effect of black magic will finish by this practice. I am Master Almighty. So become master in this practice and enjoy your life. Om Shanti. Just 1 minute again in meditation and we all will sit in this feeling. I am Master Almighty, full with all godly powers. Have this deep intoxication. I am Master Almighty, and from Baba the rays of might are entering me.